Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome to another edition of Home Base Listening 101.
Hey,
we got a live
radio.
That's our theme song. It's my time to claim my destiny. Yeah, that's what this show is all about, how to claim our destiny, how to be able to achieve more than what we're already achieving and being able to get some of those riches that other folk got out here in this place called America, land of opportunity. And I'd like to read our quote for the day from Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, and it says, "The ladder of success is never crowded at the top." I repeat that again. The ladder of success is never crowded at the top. We have a great show for you this evening. We're going to talk about how to take advantage and plug into the YTB opportunity. The YTB opportunity is your travel biz. And my co-host, Marticella Mitchell, are you there?
I'm here, Satawi.
All right. Great to have you again, you know, on the show with me this evening. And, you know, we want to start off, you know, again, in terms of the company, we're talking about YTB, your travel biz, which is also featured in the April-May 2008 edition of Success Magazine. And it's featured on a lot of different venues in terms of this business, this company, this opportunity. And the company is a publicly traded company on the Securities Exchange Commission. And could you walk us through what the significance of that, Monticello, and share what that means? Because I know you've had a background and, you know, selling stocks and bonds and knows, you know, pretty much knows what it means for a company to be regulated by the SEC.
Yeah, so Tawi, I was in the financial service arena for about 18, 19 years, and I was a Series 6 and 63 securities licensed representative. And what that means is I had to go through an extensive testing period, and I had to pass the state exam to get my securities license so I would be able to market things like mutual funds and IRAs and those type things. So I understand a company that's a publicly traded company, I understand all the intensity of what they have to go through to be able to trade stocks and bonds. And that process is very intense. I mean, you've got the FBI involved. You've got so many things going on. They're interviewing from the top to the bottom. They're interviewing the CEO, the executives of the company, the managers of the company, the workers of the company, and they're even interviewing customers of the company. This investigation is way far more above than anything that the average person or civilian can even imagine what goes on. This investigation is very, very intense, and they don't miss anything. I mean, if this company is going to become a publicly traded company, nothing's going to miss. They're going to cross every T and dot every I. I mean, they don't miss anything. So if there is a problem or if there is a situation where something is said that is not true, it will be found out. The investigation is very, very intensive.
So when people, you know, sometimes, you know, when we share this opportunity with people, sometimes people who not that knowledgeable of, you know, how things take place in the market and in the marketplace, when people feel, hey, that's a scam, what's your response to that?
Well, my response is this. First of all, if you don't know anything about the stock market and the processes of the stock market, and what's involved in being listed on the stock market, then what you're saying, if you say something about a scam and a company is on the listed on the stock market, then you have absolutely no idea what you're talking about, because the investigation to become a member of the stock market is just too intense.
Okay, thank you for, you know, being able to share that information. So, you know, because we want people to know that this company is real and it offers a real opportunity, and our product is travel. And this company allows you to have an online travel booking engine, the same as Orbitz, Expedia, Travelocity, and the same as all of the other travel engines out there in which people go to book travel-related needs. Now, the only difference is that with us is once you have your online travel booking engine, now when you go and book your travel, as instead of getting a confirmation, which you do get, you also get a commission check. And when your friends go to your site and book your book travel, you also get a commission check. You get 60% of the commission that you know, it's associated with that piece of travel. When you go to Orbis, Expedia, Travelocity, and those, you basically get a confirmation that your travel has been confirmed. You don't get a commission check. And that's, this company has allowed, you know, us to be able to do that, and through a very viable vehicle, which is called network marketing or relationship marketing. Could you share with us, Monticello, a little bit about this network marketing opportunity and why the company allows us to do and be able to help people get these online travel stores through network marketing as opposed to traditional advertising?
Sure. The thing that we have to establish first is the difference between certain corporations. When you're involved in corporate America, these companies hire advertising companies and marketing companies to advertise and market their product or service. And that's how they expose what they do. Now, with network marketing, you take out the advertisers and you take out the marketing company, and all of that is left up to the individual that owns the network marketing company. So therefore, you are responsible for advertising your product. You are responsible for marketing your product. And by doing that, the company takes the revenue that they've saved because they don't advertise or because they don't market. They take that revenue and pay it to you. But, and also, by doing that, it makes the business more affordable for the average person. See, because I couldn't buy a McDonald's store. I don't have $600,000 to put down on a McDonald's store, but I have $449 to put down on a YTB store and have the ability to grow as large or larger than a McDonald's store. So it's all about leveraging. And when you learn about leveraging, that's what network marketing is all about. It's about leveraging. And when you learn about that, there's no turning back.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, it's so that's a valuable lesson. And for team members out there listening tonight to this show, or potential team members who are thinking about getting involved in this business, we have a tremendous support network. This radio show that we do here on Sundays, Mondays, and Wednesdays is one of the tools that we created ourselves. But the company has a tremendous amount of tools that are available to help people become successful in this business. The company was not created for people to become unsuccessful. It's created for people to become successful. Could you share a few of those tools that the company offers people, Monticello, that people need to plug into once they sign up and get involved in this business so they can learn how to take advantage of the tools that the company has to offer to help them make money?
Okay, we have an online travel agency. We don't have a brick-and-mortar type travel agency. But with our online travel agency, we have something that's called our back office. And to get to the public can get to the travel website, the travel site. But we have a back office attached to that website that we can log into, and only we have the ID and the password to get into that back office. And that's actually like having your administrative part to what you do as a business. So we have the ability to go into that back office, and in that back office is loaded with information, is loaded with training. There's something back there called a toolbox. And when you go in your back office and you plug into your toolbox, first of all, that's going to teach you all the aspects of your business. And then, you know, once you've done that, you start clicking around in your back office, and you can plug into conference calls. You can plug into certified referring travel agents training, which I encourage everybody, even if before you get in the business, go to a CRTA training, and it will introduce the business to you and train you in the the way of the business like you wouldn't believe. So in the back office, I was talking with somebody today, as a matter of fact, that was asking me about, well, how do you get trained? And I started talking about the back office and sharing with this person about the things that happen in the back office and all the training that you're privy to and all the conference call schedules, and you have an opportunity to actually get information from the founder of YTB, Coach Lord Tomer. So it's all in your back office, but to get a back office, you got to become part of the business. See, those are the privileged ones who come into the business, then they are privileged to be able to go to the back office.
And our call-in number tonight is 646-595-4222. 646-595-4222 is the call-in number if you have a question, a comment, or concern, or if you're one of the team members out there who would like to call in and share some of your testimony in terms of what YTB has been able to do for you. Yes, as Monticello was mentioning, in terms of the back office, we also have what's called training calls, conference calls. And when you can listen to these calls live. There's one that comes on tonight at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, and you can go to either my site or Monticello's site, and you, even though you're not in the business yet, you can click listen to the last call, or it gives you the number that you can click, and you can call in and enter the PIN number and listen to the call. If you missed the call, then you also can take and have what's called an archive call, where you can listen to the calls in your archives and being able to, stay plugged in. It's important, like any business, in your job office training, if you miss training on your job, you know what happens. They don't keep you. So, the hardest thing is for some people is as I remember as my attorney and my cousin shared, is being our own boss, learn how to work for ourselves. And it requires discipline because, see, when someone else tells you got to do it or they're not going to pay you, then you won't do it. You make sure you do it. But when it comes to working for yourself, you can't procrastinate. It's very, very important. One of the other things about being involved in this business in terms of a home-based travel business, there are tremendous tax write-offs and tremendous tax advantages. And if you look at the archive shows, we had two Sundays ago, we had Al Peltier, our financial planner guru, who was part of our team, who shared with people the different tax advantages and how to take advantage of the tax advantages, and we get a lot of information from retired IRS attorney Sandy Bakken, who worked for the IRS, who should know the laws better than anybody else. And he wrote a book called How to Save When Your Taxes Big Time, and they walk us through how to take advantage of the tax breaks. We have a caller out here on the line. We're going to bring on our caller and see what they want to share. 770-638-3694.
Hello?
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, all right. Sounds like my mom, one of our YTB team members. And what would you like to share with the audience tonight?
Well, I would like to share for once. I was able to get the business started, and for once in many, many years, YTB has helped me because I've had to pay taxes ever since I retired. But since I've been with YTB, for once I am able to get a tax return. And I thank the business for that.
And how many years you didn't get a tax return?
Past 16 years. I have not received a tax return.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, and who did your taxes for you? You don't have to get a person's name, but
My tax man. He's a CPA.
CPA, right?
CPA, certified public accountant, Robert Hawkins from Baltimore, Maryland.
Okay.
Yes.
So you had a certified public accountant that did your taxes for you, and he knew that this company is not a scam,
absolutely,
and that it was legitimate, and you had legitimate tax write-off to help you get a legitimate return.
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
All I had to do was give him all the information of monies that I put out to join my business and my travel that I do, and he was able to do everything for me. And I appreciate the fact that for once I can say I will be getting a return. And from this business, I know that it will happen for me next year and the years to come.
All right.
And I've only been in the business for 3 months.
Right. You got it. You was only able to take advantage of one quarter last year, and you still was able to get a return.
Absolutely.
And so next year you should be even better off because you better take advantage of the whole tax.
The whole year.
Right.
The whole year. Well, your show is wonderful. I'm enjoying it tonight. And keep up the good works. Hello, Monty.
How are you? Can you hear me? Yes, ma'am. How are you?
I'm doing good. Good to hear from you. Good to hear from you. And we got a wonderful team.
Yes, we do. And we're going to build it even bigger.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling in and sharing that testimony, and we'll be working on that cruise idea that we want to put together.
Yes, please do.
Okay, all right.
Okay, all
right. Take care, Mom.
All right, bye-bye.
So, folks, you heard it from yourself, you know, and, you know, my mom only came in, she came into business the last quarter of 2007, and just by being in the business for one quarter, was able to get a tax return where before she had been paying each year since she's retired for the past 15 years, looking forward to an even bigger return next year. And so this business does work. And a lot of people say, well, how much money you got to make in order for the IRS to give you a return? The thing is this. What the IRS looks at is what's called intent. Again, I advise you to go back to Sunday, March the 16th, and listen to the archive show in which we had Al Peltier, who did a whole tax presentation for us on our show, and he explained what the IRS looks for is what's called intent, 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 intent. By having a travel booking engine, you have an actual travel site that the IRS can look at and see that you actually have. You pay a web hosting fee. You actually intend for people to be able to book travel off of your site. You have business cards. You're involved in activities in which you're trying to develop clientele. Whether you make a profit or not is not that important to the IRS. Now, you know, yes, we want to be able to make a profit, but, you know, the thing is this. Even without making a profit, while you're still working your regular job, that there's tremendous tax advantages that you can take advantage of. Al Peltier pointed out one that most people get confused about, but they need to really take the time and get what, again, like my mom did, with a certified public accountant, and they will make sure that you understand something that's called business-to-business mileage, leaving your house when you have a home-based business and going to work. That mileage is tax-deductible. There's people that are taking advantage of that particular tax write-off all across this country. So, you know, make sure you tune into the different aspects of things that we talk about on this show that shares with you how to take advantages of the home-based business opportunity. Monticello, share some more things about the home-based business advantages for us, please.
Well, first of all, when you have a home-based business, you are working from home. My wife and I got a call from a teacher from our son's high school. He's a sophomore in high school. He called us one day and told us that the teacher from his travel and tourism class wanted us to come and present some information to two of her classes. He had been talking with them about his parents being in the travel industry, and so today is when we had scheduled to make those presentations. Well, we were before two classes today, two travel and tourism classes at my son's high school. And there were students there. There were a total of about 26 students. And the information that we shared with them excited them. They're not even out of school, high school yet, but they got excited about what we were showing them. And some of them were talking with their teacher about, well, this information they're showing us, you know, we want more information. And so we had some handouts and some things for them to carry home with them to share with their parents. But some of those students in the class saw that they could actually own a business before they graduated. Of course, they have to be at least 18 years old, but they saw that they could actually own a business before they graduated and that they could go to college already as business owners instead of going to college and working a job just to make ends meet. They saw that they could own a business and go to college, and then some of those students that didn't plan on going to college, they saw that they had an opportunity to own their own business, even though they didn't have a college degree. They saw that they could own their own business and still be successful. So a home-based business is the answer to everyone's question. I mean, it's really a no-brainer.
Yes, you know, I mean, it's just very important. I mean, the day I looked at the DVD that's in the Success magazine, as I mentioned earlier when the show started off, YTB is featured in the Success premier issue magazine for April and May. Those out there in the listening audience, go pick up a copy of the Success magazine. And on the front cover is a picture of Robert Kiyosaki and his wife, Kim, a person to put together the Rich Dad, Poor Dad series and his views on building wealth. And it's a DVD and a CD in there. It's a DVD with him and Donald Trump in there talking about you deserve to be rich. I mean, and they just go through, I mean, it's phenomenal. They go through, you know, what it takes, you know, and, you know, Donald Trump, he talked about how he bounced back after losing billions of dollars. He said, you know, and we got people get hung up over $100, $200, $300. The man lost billions of dollars. And he wrote a book, to come back, how to come back. He was able to do that. Robert Kiyosaki joked with him. He said, well, I never lost billions, but I lost a couple of million. But I'm saying if these people talk about losing billions and millions and still bounce back and make millions, there's some lessons to learn in that. For us as everyday people, and getting beyond our $100, $200, and $300 mentality about $100 loss. And so I say to people out there that's contemplating getting involved in the YTB opportunity, it'll be the best $500 you ever invested. And you know, if it didn't work for you, and if it doesn't work, it's because you don't work it. If it doesn't work for you, then, you know, the worst-case scenario is like, hey, you didn't blew $500 on something else before in your life. But remember this, it works if you work it. You heard from my mom, her testimony tonight, about how she was able to get a tax return back. So, you know, if you invest the $500 in the business, worst-case scenario is you follow the tax rules and tax laws, you're going to get that back in some, even if I'm in the business. Anything you'd like to close out with, Monty, as we wrap up?
Yeah, I would. Is this business real? Well, let us prove it to you. If you go to the website, there is a tab that you can click on called Investors. And on that, and once you click on there, you'll see YTB International Inc. Investors, Investor Relations. And here are the subject matters on that page: stock info and analysis, SEC filings, Securities and Exchange Commission filings, meetings and events, press releases. You can see who's on the board of directors, corporate officers, corporate information. So for those of you who may not be as sure as you need to be that this business is for real, and it is real, I encourage you to click on that investor tab and just check it out.
All right. I want to thank you for that. And as we close out for the night and get ready to go back to our theme song, tune in again Wednesday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We'll be doing a show called the YTB Travel Party. And in that show, we tell you how to host a travel party. Because one of the first things you want to do when you get involved in this business is hold a travel party where people can talk about their vacations. Remember, we teach people how to travel wholesale instead of retail, how to save money on your travel. And with that in mind, on behalf of Cynthia and Sakawi Jahi and Don and Monticello Mitchell, we thank you for tuning in. God bless you, and talk to you later.
Have fun.
All right.